Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to this regular meeting of the McDonald Local Board of Education, starting at 7 p.m. Will you please have the roll call?
Mr. Capizola?
Here.
Mr. Hannon?
Here.
Mrs. Claes?
Here.
Mrs. Higgins?
Here.
Mr. Sagan?
Here.
Five board members.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. First item of business is approval of the agenda for this regular meeting. You all had an opportunity to review the agenda. Are there any questions, comments, deletions, changes? Hearing none, we'll entertain a motion to vote upon the agenda as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizola and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizola?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item of business is approval of the board minutes from the regular meeting of June 27th, 2018. Had an opportunity to review a draft of those minutes. Are there any questions, comments, changes, additions, deletions? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the minutes as presented.
So moved. Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion as presented.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizola?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. We will be entering executive session at the end of the meeting tonight for purposes of A2 employment and B. There will not be any business conducted when we emerge from executive session. Next item of business, recognition of visitors and audience participation. Mr. Hart's back.
Yes, back. I want to first of all thank you for your cards and emails and your prayers for my hip. I do appreciate all that. Everything went well. I was released back last Thursday to start swimming again, and of course, the one and only golf. I can start swinging a golf club. I went out today, hit a small bucket. My hip's fine. My shoulders are killing me. So I guess that's his old age. I'm going to give you out this packet here, and then I'm going to go over it with you. The first one is from April, as you can see. I got laid up, May, April, the surgery, so I couldn't bring it in. But it gives you a look at the kids that had signed up. And then the next one over, if you would turn the page over, you can see the number of programs that are oversubscribed at this particular time. That was in April 2. They can only take 25 kids in the class, and those are the ones that are oversubscribed. The next one gives you a list of the kids that have signed up. This is also from April for McDonald. How many kids have signed up? This is from April. Okay. The next page gives you a list of all the programs, the number of kids that are in each program, and the number of total juniors that are signed up coming this fall. Then the last page gives you a list of all the students that have signed up for McDonald and what program they're going to go into, their age. So it gives you a good idea of who they are, their names, programs. You can see it could be your neighbor across the street, down the road, and what program they're going into. There was another big handout I have for you. I shared it with our superintendent yesterday, and I thought it was going to be a nice thing for us to look into for some grant money we could get. It was from the Ohio Realtors. We have a young lady in up there, TCTC, who's a realtor, and she told us, and I'm relaying this, that to be a realtor, you give so much to the Ohio realtors at the state level, you know, and they got gobs of money. So you decided, well, let's see if we can help back, send some of this money back. They've done flyers, dog parks, gardens, community gardens, all this stuff, and it's a grant you apply for. And our superintendent and I were talking it over, and he brought up, I thought maybe you guys could use it for a levy for pamphlets instead of coming it out of your pockets. You know, you can use this grant for a flyer. The flyer I have for you shows the one for Lordstown used it for, you know, don't sign up for that petition. Well, I mean, it didn't work. Everybody signed up. They got their signatures. But the thing is, nobody had to pay for that. Their Ohio realtors paid for that. It's in color and everything. And we were talking about where we could possibly use it here at the school, and he brought up the elevator down the road. Maybe you could use it for the elevator, help offset some of the costs for the elevator down at the basketball court. Well, I read that again, and there's some things in between the lines I'm just not sure about. So I want to check it again. I'm going to call the lady and get more information before I bring this to our superintendent again. And if I think it's something you guys need to see right away, I'll have it sent to you. If not, then I'll just have it brought to you in the next meeting. Is there any questions? None? Okay, that's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Any other audience participation? Hearing none, we'll move to old business. Any old business? Hearing none, we'll move to new business. First item is a resolution to revise the composition of the following standing committees of the Board of Education. Finance would be Chairperson Mr. Capozzello and Member Mrs. Clace. The Program and Policy would be Chairperson Mrs. Higgins and Member Mr. Hannon. And Buildings and Grounds and Operations would be Chairperson Mr. Hannon and Member Mr. Capozzello. Call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved. Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clace and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clace?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Now I'll move to the Finance Committee. Mr. Capozzello, chairperson.
I'm going to defer to Tom if he has anything he wants to say, or Bill, if there's anything you want to say here.
I guess a couple of things. I know that Kevin presented this from GPD. You got that about a month ago?
Yes.
I also have the proposal back from 2016 that we haven't talked about, on the football and the lighting and stuff. But I believe Mr. Saganich is going to bring up, ask us to have a series of meetings on that. Correct, Mr. Saganich?
Actually, I was going to defer to you since it's Building and Grounds, and if you wanted to have a meeting and expand that from a Buildings and Grounds into a work session so we all could participate, that would be great.
If you want to make, we've had the information for 18 months. I think we should meet as a whole, bring the people in and discuss it just one time. So I don't,
Yeah, I mean, if it's a work session, it would be meeting as a whole. Well, we'd all be able to participate.
Then I'm asking again, you have a meeting as a whole to try to solve this. From both sides, I'm on both sides. I'm on the Buildings and Grounds now.
We will do that, and we will find a time and a date convenient for all of us so that we can all participate.
Good. That's all we need to do.
Do we want to say that we're going to do it this month? Well, I mean, not this month, we're end of July, or within the month of the next meeting? Do we want to put like a time frame on ourselves here?
I would like to do it before our next meeting.
Before our next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hold ourselves to picking a date here before the next meeting.
Maybe during the executive session we could discuss a good time.
Okay. Then let's move into regular business. Treasurer's financial report for June of 2018, consisting of the check register, the financial summary, and the bank reconciliation. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capazello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the Board Service Fund to be used to pay expenses actually incurred by board members in performance of their duties and also include expenses the official representatives for training and orientation expenses of board members elect not to exceed $4,000 per year. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capazello and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Excuse me, Mrs. Clayce. Any discussion upon the motion?
The $4,000, do we ever use it?
It's been used in the past for things like the Capitol Conference, and the board members can attend in November. I have dates on that, and I'll get those to you guys. So
I don't remember seeing $4,000 spent.
No.
By 30 months.
No.
But that's just that you can always transfer it back.
Okay.
This, yeah, I think this was on it last year, same time frame, right?
Yes.
Just a renewal. Okay.
We also do this at the our initial meeting, as the organization meeting. What's the difference between this resolution and that resolution? Some curiosity.
Honestly, I can't tell you what the difference would be. I know the initial amount is quite a bit smaller than this. Maybe this was brought up, in the past prior to Capitol Conference, so it's more of a summertime,
mm-hmm.
and we probably could have eliminated the initial one, but maybe early on in the year, if you have to go to a meeting or two, and then this would be for probably mainly for capital.
But we maintain that at $4,000 for as long as I can remember, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capazello?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannan?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Next item is a resolution to purchase technology from Trinity 3 for the high school and elementary school the 2018-2019 school year at an estimated cost of $41,848. Upon the recommendation of the District Treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capazello and seconded by Mrs. Clayce. Discussion upon the motion.
Yeah, I mean, this is a continuation of what we talked about at the last meeting.
Correct.
More Chromebooks, Kevin.
Yes. Right?
We talked a little bit about this, and one thing from a board, from my perspective, it would be very nice at some point, I'm thinking October, to have our principals come back to us and actually give us some kind of report as to what we are using the Chromebooks for on a regular basis. Like, what is the advantages of having it? Because I'm ignorant to what a teacher would do with this stuff
sure.
on a regular basis. And from my mindset, I'd love to know how it's enhancing, what our kids are doing and what they're able to do. And if the principals then have to reach out to the teachers and they want to come and present something to us, that's great. It makes it a lot easier to, and know that this is all very productive. Besides Mr. Backer, yeah, he has done it, but beyond our English department.
I would just like to say on my end, I'd like to see one-to-one. That's where I want to be with this.
Everyone has that thought. It sounds great, but until I hear what we're doing with the one-to-one, it means nothing to me.
I have a little bit different perspective because we do it at Salem.
I would like to have that perspective is what I'm saying. So until somebody reports back to us and says, listen, I'm in math class and this is what we use it for. And
sure.
This is what we got. Bore me with the lessons. Bore me. All right? That's my thought process.
And I'd like to bring Mr. Studer in, our technology coordinator, with that too. And he can explain what we're doing and the trainings, and he's going to try to work with the teachers all the way from Google Classroom, things that we've talked about with the teachers as we're preparing for next year. So that's something we could definitely put together.
Will this change much in the next couple of years, these Chromebooks, or something different? I know you had an idea.
May I speak?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Okay.
I'm asking you.
All right. So typically, like most products, Apple products and such, they typically have a lifespan. Right now it's about 5 years. So we're about 3 years into recycle right now, so we got two left. So you guys have been gracious enough to let me kind of pilot these one-to-one classroom English Chromebooks with a touch screen. Between last meeting and this meeting, I got my level one Google certification, educator license or certification. So that's what I've been doing this summer. So I got that done. But what these allow us to do, is figure out, is the touchscreen something we want to go with? Is it versatile enough? There is a Chrome OS tablets that are starting to appear, but I think that takes away some of the versatility for the English classrooms where you can, you got a keyboard and you're ready to go there. What I like about these touchscreens that we're going to hopefully be purchasing is it is a tablet if you flip it one way, and it's a computer, laptop, flip it the other way. So I think that's going to give us some an advantage of versatility depending on the class that you're going to use it for. So this gives us at least a couple years rather than, oh snap, we're 5 years, we can replace those other ones. What are we doing? We'll just get more of the same. Well, technology is always kind of progressing, so this is going to give us, I hope, an opportunity. So by all means, October or anything else, if you want me to excite and engage you with lessons, I am more than happy to.
Not bore him, right?
To do so.
I do have a question. So will you have just a cart in your room for all your classes, or will the students actually be assigned?
Well, I think yes. As far as I understand it so far, I'm going to have a cart in my room, and then I also assign the students a number.
So when they come in.
The same computer every day when they come in. Mm-hmm. But they won't travel with them.
Gotcha.
No, they'll have it just there in the room.
Okay.
And then, I mean, Chromebooks last year, I was one-to-one with the college writing class, and I was one-to-one with the journalism class.
Nice.
And so because we had computers consistently for journalism, if you guys have seen the newspaper we put out, I mean, that's been terrific. So we got a lot of standing coming up for that. And then the college writing, it was just nice to have the consistency of knowing we're going to do our research papers, we're going to have time in class to do this or that, being able to go around and conference individually with the students. Mm-hmm. So we're going to hopefully roll it out in the sophomore this year.
Awesome. Thank you.
The one-to-one, like, there might be teachers that benefit from the Chromebooks, but there might be other teachers that teach a different way and don't need the Chromebooks. So, I mean, having the one-to-one doesn't necessarily say everything's going to be wonderful because all these teachers are going to have them. I mean, I have to imagine you can teach without the Chromebooks. Am I wrong?
Yes.
I mean, you can be as successful as a teacher without them. Our kids will still learn and be probably pretty good.
No.
So if it enhances what we're doing, then absolutely. But just to say we're going to get to one-to-one and spend that money, I'd rather have the cycle like we're doing. Let's keep every year investing in it and getting new ones in so that, you know, when the ones go bad, boom, we already have the next set coming in.
I think part of that's also investing in the teachers, investing in the professional development of the teachers, investing time, investing money, and those types of things for trainings. The county does offer a lot of free trainings in the summer. Ms. Razzo, me and Ms. Zabel went to 21st Century Learning this summer. I know a couple of teachers went to the level 2 Google training that they had at the county with a guy from Stark County. So they're out there and we're doing the best. But I think it goes where we're moving, we're getting past the point of just, I don't know. I think there should be an expectation of some level of technology based on the state testing, at least in the core subjects. And even if you're not a core subject, being able to have that consistency of using technology across the board, all the curriculum. I just sent an email. You know, our department uses a thing called Common Lit. It's kind of our way to track data for our students and how successful they are. They just released lessons in Spanish. So I'm waiting to introduce myself to the new Spanish teacher and be able to say, here's a program that you can potentially use to go cross-curricular and teach some Spanish, but also use our platform.
The state test, especially like third grade, the kids have to manipulate the computer. They have to be able to drag and drop and look at maps online and charts online, and they have to scroll the story over here, but the questions are stuck right here, and then you have to go to the next page.
If you do that on a Chromebook, it's very different than doing that on a PC.
Yeah. And so just even having those skills, and then they have to write, how many essays in third grade, one or two, do you guys write?
Two writing.
So two extended writing prompts. So you're asking these 8-year-olds to, in a time.
Well, and also, 2 years ago, we, in third grade, after justifying why we wanted one-to-one Chromebooks, we wanted one for each classroom, a cart, Chromebook for every student, and it was approved at the end of the year. But then that was when Mr. Vecchione left, and so everything was on hold. So last year, we had to kind of justify again, we want Chromebooks, we need a cart in every room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are we using those every minute of every day? No, but you have to, at some point in the year, you have to have that flexibility when the cart's there and not across the hallway. And then this kid's done, hey, we can put you on this, but now Mrs. Worrell's in the middle of teaching, now you're tiptoeing in there. I mean, it's just, it's very, very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
and because of the test. I mean, that's...
No, I agree.
It's not what it's all about, but it is.
It is.
It is. It's a lot.
For these kids to be proficient and be able to navigate, when you see kids in tears.
Yeah.
And we have worked, when they started in second grade, I think, last year with Chromebooks. But they come to third grade with no Chromebooks. And I've added up to here, because I'm trying to teach my content and try to get them on the Chromebook. And I'm running around like a chicken with my head cut off, trying to get a kid to log on.
And what I guess what my thought process is I'm sorry, you teach third grade, I'm so sorry. Third grade, right? If we're saying the third grade needs a one-to-one, I get that. If we're saying that everybody in the school needs a one-to-one, I don't follow that. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, if there's certain areas up that where you have to have Chromebooks, I get that. That makes sense.
Almost.
If we're saying every classroom has to have them, I'm not quite following.
I understand totally the one-to-one because you're not going to use them every minute of every day, every kid. But we want this differentiated learning. Mm-hmm. And so when you have the higher level kids that are already done with their work and you're struggling with somebody who can't get it, well, there's your Chromebook. Go on and start working on your writing project.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and this is how kids learn now, too. I mean, that's the whole, that's their world.
It's more self-directed.
It's one of the ways kids learn. Let's not put everything in that basket. Ways kids learn.
I'd like to remind everybody that what we're talking about is not the subject matter of the resolution that's before the board. Mm-hmm. If we could get back to that, that would be appreciated. Any discussion on the resolution before the board?
Well, just one more comment. We put a sinking fund in just for this reasoning to be the best in the country. So if they don't put a requisition in, we miss it. We want to be the best. So this is step one. I still, we're only one-third, two-thirds done have Chromebooks.
Correct.
But I'm supportive. I hope we can go where everybody has their own someday. But yes, it's a great plan. So I'm thankful they take the time to do it.
So vote on the motion.
Mr. Capizano?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. The next item is a resolution to approve the roof maintenance plans for McDonald High School and the press box at a cost of $4,000 and Roosevelt Elementary School at the cost of $1,870. Copies of those plans are attached as exhibits A and B to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, a call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizano and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizano?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to ratify the lease agreement between McDonald Local School District and 2M Services LLC for property located at 600 McDonald Avenue, McDonald, Ohio. Copy of that lease is attached as Exhibit C to this agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district treasurer, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capizano and seconded by Mrs. Claes. Any discussion? Just to explain what this is, we closed on the purchase of the property on the 13th of July, and 2M wanted to hold over for 30 days because they're trying to buy a new building themselves. And what they didn't want to have to do was move everything off of that property and then turn around and move it one more time to their new location. So they asked us if they could stay there for 30 days. We were amenable to doing that, but we needed a lease agreement so that we would have their insurance covering the property while they were there and an indemnity from them if anything happened to the property while they were on it. So we basically did it for $25 nominal consideration. So it's really just an accommodation for them to allow them to stay up there until they're ready to move, but it's 30 days. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, let's vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capizano?
Yes.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We move to Personnel Committee. Mrs. Claes, chairperson.
Kevin and the rest of the administrators have been very busy the past couple weeks doing interviews. It looks like from the agenda that you guys have most of the positions filled. Is that accurate?
Right now, the only one we're still working on, we have interviews scheduled for the elementary teaching. Those interviews are scheduled for, I think we have 17 interviews scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday morning.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's a lot. How many applicants did you have?
There was over 100.
That says a lot, I think, about the district, that 100 people applied to work here. I think that's great.
This would be for the potential filling Mrs. Shadle's position.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Move on to business. First item is resolution to hire the following personnel as tutors for the elementary school summer school program at a cost of $20.50 per hour for 3-hour sessions per day from July 30th, 2018 through August 10th, 2018. Those are Robert Hilbin, Lisa Metzinger, Patrice Simmons, and Patty Worrell. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Mr. President, if I could just thank these people for coming in. I mean, we are paying them to do this, but they're not making significant mm-hmm. money. They're giving up their time in the summer, and without these guys coming in, this program doesn't happen. So I just want to thank them for being willing to come in and give up a couple of days in their summer. It's a very valuable thing for the kids.
Well, we do appreciate it. Thank you very much. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganey?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following additional work days in July 2018 for Eric Jones as supervisor for the elementary school summer school program, which is approved and paid for through federal Title I programs. That's July 30th, 2018, July 31st, 2018, 2 days. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganey?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Salvatore Vecchione on a 1-year limited contract as night-turn domestic for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. Contract is for 260 days, 3 hours per day, $16.05 per hour, for a grand total of $12,519. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganey?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Lynn Brown on a 1-year limited contract as assistant cook for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCII FBI background checks. This contract is for 196 days, 3 hours per day, $13.48 per hour for a grand total of $7,926.24. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Jeff Lowe on a 1-year limited contract as a bus driver for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCI FBI background checks. Contract is for 191 days, 3.25 hours per day, $17.27 per hour for a grand total of $10,720.36. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Saganey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the hiring of Kimberly Reed as a substitute bus driver for the 2018-2019 school year, pending certification and BCI FBI background checks at a cost of $16 per hour. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayce, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Is there any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzolo?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Saganey?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is to a resolution to approve the following band camp music staff volunteers for pre-band camp at McDonald High School from July 23rd through through 2018 through July 26, 2018, pending BCI, FBI background checks. There are John Anthony, Brian Mouse, Savante Diggs, Rebecca Shelton, Kyle O'Donnell, and Kim Tuitt. On the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson and seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion?
Any comment? We talked about this last meeting. We're voting on something tonight when it's over today. So the 23rd to today, 26th. So we should try to do a little better.
Absolutely.
Instead of going back and approving something that's already been done. The intent's good. I mean,
No, absolutely. I made a note of that. We'll make sure Mr. Anthony gets those to us in June so we can have them approved.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Thank you. That's all.
Any additional discussion? Let's vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next item is a resolution to approve the following band camp volunteers for this year's band camp at Slippery Rock University from July 29th, 2018 through August 2nd, 2018, pending BCI, FBI background checks. That's John Anthony, Bradley Sloan, Michelle Titus, April Wright, and Robert Razian. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Clayson, seconded by Mrs. Higgins. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. We next move to the Program and Policy Committee. Mrs. Higgins, chairperson.
Just some first reads of a bunch of policies, but nothing significant to report.
Okay, thank you. First item of business is a resolution to approve the first reading of the policies listed in the agenda. Upon the recommendation of the district superintendent, I call for a motion to approve the above resolution.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mrs. Higgins, seconded by Mr. Hannon. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayes?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mr. Capizzella?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carries. Next move to the Building and Grounds Committee. Mr. Hannon, chairperson.
I certainly go back to Mr. Capizzella, but we have some thoughts about solving some of the water problems down to the weight room. We're looking at it. They met with the village administrator, correct? So that's not really in stone yet, correct?
No, there were some things added to the equation that made it a little more expensive than we initially thought.
Okay.
So we're looking to see what we have to do. And even talking with Kevin, we're not 100%. There's not water coming down from the field. That's causing additional issues where we built those steps, I don't know how many years ago, because you can see some erosion on the side there. So there's some things to look at. And right now we have I think we talked about last month, about the temporary sump that's in there that's kind of taking care of the issue. So the other alternative is to just put a permanent sump there and kind of alleviate the problem until we move forward with other things around that area, like the field.
Well, I'm thanking you for getting to this point, because it's been in limbo for at least over a year. So whatever happens, at least we're looking forward. Because I actually do not understand how the sewers and stuff grows. I don't know much of us do, but I do appreciate your input. I know that on the Buildings and Grounds Committee, when we have our meetings, Mr. President, we'll discuss those options, the football fields, et cetera, so finally get some closure on that. And Joe, you can add anything else you want on that.
I mean, I'm sure Kevin will have any updates in his report for stuff that's going on around the school, so we won't double up on that.
As you have the studio thunder. So that's all I have, Mr.
Okay.
Chairman.
We move on to the Treasurer's Report. Well, in that case, then, I'm going to say what a pleasure it's been to work with you all these years, how much we appreciate your hard work, your guidance, your judgment. You came to this place at a very, very critical juncture in the district's history. We were just coming out of fiscal emergency, and if we hadn't done this right, we would never be where we are right now. And I think the fact that we're sitting on what we have and at the same time done all that we've done is a testament to your judgment, your guidance, your leadership. And just on a personal level, I'll just say it was great working with you. And as a taxpayer and a person in the village, I really appreciate your service.
Thank you.
very much, and it's been a great honor to serve all of you and the community and the kids, so.
Thanks, Bill.
I have a comment I'd like to make. Going back to when you were in fiscal emergency, I believe when Mr. Stidham left, the county came in, then Bill came in. At no cost for 3 months, if I remember going back. He did the books for 3 months at no cost, because he cares. I mean, that's a testament, just not just in your profession, but truly it's your career, not just a job. And again, everybody here appreciates what you've done. 30 months I was on, it was a joy. I know I asked questions, and as I normally do, but you were more than gracious, and we asked you for a report, he got it the next day. I mean, he was just phenomenal. You really lead big shoes to fill, no matter who it be. Again, as the rest of us, I was honored to be on here with you.
And knowing you're in that position makes everybody else here pretty comfortable, knowing that you're watching the money and knowing what's coming. So I mean, that makes it very comfortable for everybody around you. So I mean, those are the kind of people you want. So it's going to be tough losing you for sure.
I will. But enjoy yourself. Yeah. Have fun in your next chapter.
Thank you all.
We move to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wrote down one quick note. We had just talked about band camp. I met with John Anthony just the other day, wanted me to report back. We have 57 students in the band this year.
Wow.
Which is by far the highest number that he's had. So, I mean, that's a very, very exciting thing that we continue to grow all of our programs. So I'm very excited for him and all the work that he's done to get the kids there. So I know they're looking forward to band camp. They leave this Sunday. So I'm sure they'll have a good time. Couple of very quick updates I want to share with you. First was we're continuing to get more grades and reports back in from our state testing that we discussed. The results have been very positive, very showing that we're moving in the right direction. All these, they give us the results, and of course they put, hey, they're preliminary, so don't, if things change. But what we're seeing right now is very good. I wanted to highlight the fact that we went, and there's a report card grade that you'll see, it's called gap closing. And what it does is it talks about our subgroups of students. So for McDonald, that would be our economically disadvantaged students and our students that are on special education students on an IEP. Last year's report card showed that we were actually graded an F in that category, which meant those students were having larger gaps than their non-disadvantaged peers. The early results this year show that we have moved that from an F to an A.
Wow.
So there was remarkable results, and I wanted to thank the teachers that are here, and they're all going to hear this message when we come back, because you know that's what it's all about. So
that
the efforts,
deserves
yeah. Yes.
But we're continuing to gather all this up. You know, again, are there areas in the report card we're going to look at and say we've got to move on those? Absolutely, there's no question, because we're always going to be trying to take it to the next level and help every kid that we can. But that's a very good start, and it's going to be something we can really truly build on. So as we get the official report card sometime in August, I'll make sure that's shared with you guys before it goes into the press, hopefully too. Buildings and grounds, I can give you a couple of updates here. Security cameras are all installed throughout the building. There are a total of 88 cameras that are up and functioning between the inside of the high school and as well as the outside. The software for these cameras are being installed on the computers as we speak. The final step for us is going to be the company's going to come back in, and we're going to work on pointing those cameras. So literally we'll be at our desk making sure that we like the angles. They'll be on walkie-talkies literally going camera to camera to make sure they're exactly where we want before we
start. Is there one in here?
There is not one in here.
Will there be one in here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Why not?
Well, we consider this a classroom space like we did. We have cameras going in on both ends, so we'll know if they walk in on that door, we'll know if they leave on these doors. So we consider this a classroom space.
Okay.
Will teachers be able to use an app to see?
No, the administrators will be able to have an app, but right now we don't have any plans to have teachers have access to the cameras. Something we could take a look at if we think that would be a security advantage to us. So.
I just wondered how that worked.
So 88 cameras, we should be up and running. We're ahead of schedule on that, so everything looks really good. So Mr. Studer, I want to thank him, our technology coordinator, because he's rearranged his entire schedule all summer to come in and meet with these guys, because he's been very valuable to us. The work on the stage and the masonry work that's happening on the outside of the building, if you've been by the last couple days, you'll see the lifts that are up in the back. So they are now starting to take care of a lot of the areas right above the windows that were really noticeable. So that work is being done and should be accomplished before that August 15th deadline. The Blue Devil room, we talked about that a little bit already. The stadium restrooms was also a project that we're working with Gerard Hardware on trying to get hot water into our restrooms underneath the stadium as well as into our concession stand. Our BAM boosters are in there, and even on cold days, they do not have access to hot water, which for sanitary purposes alone, you know, they should have that access. So right now, we have a requisition that's been sent to Gerard Hardware. They're going to install a 40-gallon hot water tank into the concessions and then run hot water lines and new sinks into both restrooms. So that, you know, it still doesn't make those restrooms anything special, but at least it's going to, you know, we're going to have hot water in there for them to use. For you, there is a portable heater up in each corner of those restrooms that's used if we get to a point where we have a really cold game as well. One other note from our last meeting, Boak and Sons did come out and inspect the press box roof. That roof was put on approximately 5 to 6 years ago by Boak and Sons. No issues found with that roof when they went over the inspection. Went in there multiple times after rain too, and right now there's no evidence of any water coming through, but we're going to keep a very close eye on it, and if we see anything at all, but I'm pretty confident Boak and Sons, if they can find a mistake, they're going to point it out because they're going to want the work. And they went through and they were not able to locate anything. So swimming pool is one thing that was brought up. GPD, I did contact them. It took them a little while to find a pool consultant, but they have located someone who believes that they could come out and work through us on some initial numbers and look at the equipment that we have and give us a better breakdown of what it would take not only to repair the pool, but also to operate it on a year-to-year basis. The elevator figures, I did want to, they're back in that packet that we originally started with last year. Original cost was approximately $160,000. That was just for a one stop. The estimate from GPD was if we added a second stop, approximately $40,000. So we're looking in that $200,000 range. I know Mr. Capozzello reached out to St. Rose for some information on what it took to put their elevator in and their cost, which I think was right around that $250,000. So I think that would be a pretty safe estimate for us to work from if that's something the board wants to consider. I did mention the elementary teaching openings. Right now, Mary Kay was willing to come in yesterday. I asked her to check her voicemails because in summertime you start getting, this is the time where parents will start calling, hey, we're moving or we're looking to enroll our kids. We are holding tight right now at 46 kids in first grade. We do have one open enrollment. And as you know, we have opened it back up and put into the newspapers that we're looking for first grade kids only through open enrollment. So right now that would put us at 47. 47 is a lot more than the original 42, because now we're looking at classrooms 24 in a class. If we gain any, now we're in that 25 and up. So we definitely want to seriously consider doing these interviews, locating a quality candidate, and unless we get a bunch of phone calls August 1st saying, hey, we're moving, we're not coming, my recommendation would probably be to move forward with an additional staff member. Okay. Last two updates for me. We have additional meetings that we're going to have with the union talking about the volleyball coaching position and some other things. We have those scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10. And Mr. Krumpak and I will also be meeting with our soccer club. John Messier has asked to come in, and we are meeting with him at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So I'll continue to get updates for you on those. And then from my perspective, I just want to thank this gentleman again to my right for taught me a lot in 1 year's time. I wish we had more time, but I know where you live. So I can just stop down and gain some more knowledge. So I want to thank you for everything you do for me. Appreciate it.
One cold beer.
Okay, all right. I'll bring six. But thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That's it for me.
Okay. At this time, we'll entertain a motion to go into executive session at 7:44 p.m. for the purposes of A2 and B. Entertain that motion at this time.
So moved.
Second.
Motion duly made by Mr. Capozzello and seconded by Mrs. Clayson. Any discussion upon the motion? Hearing none, we'll vote upon the motion.
Mr. Capozzello?
Yes.
Mrs. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Saganich?
Yes.
Mrs. Clayce?
Yes.
Mr. Hannah?
Yes.
Five yes votes.
Motion carries.